said one of your friends did that. Yeah, like, and then we all knew.
Get it? Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet.
All right, gotta start somewhere. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Octavarius Podcast Time. This is episode 62 of Octavarius Podcast Time.
62 coming for you.
That's right.
Thanks to everybody that came to Battle for the Belt. What a wonderful series that was.
Absolutely.
So glad that Octavarius has survived and we're still together after 2 years. How great.
And Mark and I are friends again.
Yeah, welcome back, mostly. Nick, Chris, LP.
I was really hating on
it. It was a couple weird weeks.
So sorry that Castelvi had to die, and you know, we'll
miss
him.
Some, you lose some.
Yeah.
We lost some, but you know, we won. Technically,
you'll never win that Comedy Sports Rookie of the Year award. So,
all right. Well, without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
It's still Brian,
Scott,
LP.
Makula.
Mark.
Tim.
Cloud.
And Chris.
Welcome back, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got us Grand Canyon Will Smith points.
Oh, I got you all.
Yeah, you got us bad, man.
Yeah. It's my goal is to try to get Will Smith points around the world as much as I can.
Yeah. I actually, you know, it's funny. I just found, cleaning out my closet today, and I was like just purging, and I found a backhanded compliment picture. It's me and Castelli's first group when we were like in high school. And it's like a cast picture, and me and Castelvi are literally giving Will Smith points.
I've seen this picture. It's true.
We're the only ones doing it.
Awesome.
It was crazy. I couldn't believe it.
The joke is on the world.
Yeah. Will Smith's daughter was performing at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Willow's.
Yes. Did you have my hair back before?
Yeah, she did. I was just sitting there, and I was waiting. I'm like, please, do something where you give a peace sign. So I can screen cap it, and we can get... Because eventually I want to get pictures of the whole Will Smith family.
I think they just call themselves the Smith family.
The whole Will Smith family giving Will Smith points.
Oh, the Smith family.
Oh, fuck, the mailbag's not here.
What?
Fuck, the mailbag's not here!
Did we leave it at the theater when we were doing Battle for the Belt?
Yeah,
no,
I think so.
Are we back?
Oh, no, you know what? It's right here. Hang
in
on.
Your karate pants?
Hang on one second.
Page 3.
Recycling now, are you, Mark?
65.
Oh, that's right. This is an old letter. Not from the same person, though.
Oh, all right. I take it back.
But similar packaging, yeah. They must have gone to the same UPS store.
They must have both used books as letters.
It's a weird UPS store. This one comes to us from one Jeffrey Kegger.
That's a good one.
Nice, Mark.
He's also from Partyville, Wisconsin.
Wow,
one of our previous write-ins.
I've got kinfolk there.
Fun town.
And Jay Keggs writes, "Yo, Octavarius. You are totally invited to this sick party I'm having. It's going to be so awesome. There's going to be other people there. And there will also be drinks. And there will be lots of things that are great at parties." Oh no! I don't know any of the other things that are great at parties. What makes a good party, you guys? Help me! It's coming up next weekend. Jeffrey Kegger, Partyville, Wisconsin.
He sounds like he needs help.
One thing I think is great about this group of folk that is involved with Octavarius is, unlike Jesse McCartney, we all party. Everyone in Octavarius parties.
Wasn't that on the Lost podcast, or has that been brought up again?
It's like the fifth time.
It's been brought up many times.
I feel like you can't remind the world enough that Jesse McCartney does not party.
Mm-hmm. And that Lauren Imony checked.
Did not. That's true.
What if like one of us just turned straight edge all of a sudden? No more drinking. No more going out.
I had a friend who like went straight edge, and I'm assuming they get this the most is why.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, it's like, well, there's...
Maybe they want good skin.
Yeah, they want good skin. They want to live longer. They want to breathe better.
They have a speech team tournament at 9 o'clock on Saturday.
I can say, I believe you can party without drinking.
Yeah, you sure can.
Well, yeah.
You can't. Because, like, if you... But, like, you know, okay, for example, let's say you're a kid. You're, like, 10 years old. And you're at a wedding, right? And you're out there on the dance floor, and you're just a little kid, but you're dancing with all the girls that are there, and they're having fun. I would look at that kid, and I'd be like, that kid likes to party.
But if you think that's a born party, it's you'd be looked at as a weirdo.
If you just go dance with all the girls at the party, no. Even if you're sober, if you're dancing with all the girls and they're having, you are partying, my friend.
Not true at all. I spent the good portion of my 10s and 11s going to weddings. It's like the majority of my family is about like 10 years older than me, like in terms of people getting like married. So they all got married. I was like 10 or 11. It sucks to be like a little kid. Like you get in the nice suit. Yeah. And everyone's, like, really nice to you, and then they all want to get drunk at a wedding.
You must have been shitty at partying then for a
kid. I played bocce ball like a champ, to the best I could. And then...
That makes you good at partying?
Well, I tried to, and then I was like, hey, what's going on? And then everyone was slowly... It was like, okay,
at your family weddings, they'd play bocce ball?
Well, no, we were going to other, like, extended family. Like, oh, okay. I'm not Italian, but...
Bocce ball family.
My cousin's married to... They had an Italian wedding. So, like, everyone was like... Here, Nick. Let's talk to Nick. And then it was kind of like everyone spent 5 minutes with Nick while everyone else drinks. And sure enough, I spent like 4 hours just sitting along a windowsill, just watching everyone. No one wanted to talk
partying.
To me.
That's not
no,
partying.
Because who's gonna party with it? Who wants if you're
who's like, gonna party with a lame?
I partied with nobody.
No, but hear me
as
out
a
though.
Child, I partied with all.
No,
Brian
but
has been partying since he was old enough to shake his little tush.
When I was a kid, I was the life of the party. I demanded everyone's attention. I did dances. I did Elvis. I did Michael Jackson, like in the middle of the dance floor because I needed everyone's eyes on me.
Yes. See, I wasn't like that as a kid. I became a kid when I turned like 18. I was very adult like when I was younger. I just was kind
did
of.
Did you have like a suit and a briefcase? To your wrist?
I pretended I was in a. You know, like I rarely pretend I am where I am. And I would always, when I was going to like elementary school, was pretending I was a lawyer and things like that.
If you're not drinking, you should be the presto log to the party fire.
Wait, what?
Go on.
The presto log to the party fire.
Like that
you throw your presto log on the fire, it burns brighter and hotter than ever before. Yeah.
Because you're not drinking?
No, if you are the non-drinker, then you should be the presto
keep
log.
It rolling.
Then you are that kid that is the LP kid.
So you're saying that's that person's responsibility to be the presto log of the fire party?
There's no reason for you to be sitting in the corner and all lame and shit. You should get out there and fuel the non-drinking.
But see, that can backfire. Let me tell you how that can backfire.
You had it backfire?
I did have it backfire.
What a crappy log.
Backfire on you.
Well, not on me exactly. I know I've been to parties where I have been drinking and I've been having
a
good time.
Are we still talking about 10 years old?
I was just speaking generally.
Even 10s and 11s.
If you're not, I'm sorry. That's probably what threw me off is thinking that like, oh, if you're not drinking, you got to go be the presto log and get this party. I'm like, it's way harder when you're sober. So I was going to say, I hate it when you're at a party and you're drinking, you're having a good time. And then you're like flirting with some girl, and like it seems like it's going well and stuff. You're like, "Can I get you a drink?" And she's like, "Oh no, I'm totally sober." And you're like, "Oh shit, I can't be nearly as cool as I think I'm being right now." Like,
oh, I just lie and say I'm sober too.
If you're holding a drink and you're drinking,
you can have a couple of drinks of like a couple of sips of beer and not be drunk.
I'm just this thing. I'm
holding it.
Just taking a couple of sips.
Do you lie a lot at parties?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. I lied a lot early on in college parties.
Well, I'm always about like.
What
are
some party? Are party lies bad?
No.
No, I mean, it depends.
I mean, if they stay in the party.
I don't have herpes.
Well, no, not like that.
Wait,
but it's like
have you ever been party lied to by guys?
Party lied to?
Yeah.
I don't know about parties, but...
Have you ever partied?
No, you have.
Well, there are... On dates and... Yeah, I'm... Yeah,
you
I'm
never know when
to.
People are lying.
There are plenty of people,
sure
girls out there that think I'm a lawyer at Polk & Robbins law firm in the Gold Coast. You know, I mean,
What?
That's not even real.
That's their fault for believing that.
Like lie more at parties than girls do, though, because I never even think of that unless I was like putting on an accent and being silly.
Yeah, you did that.
I did that once for an entire night.
Drunk yeah, what did you I do? Did that? I made a lot of friends.
This is actually a pretty good story.
Good, I like those kind.
This was a few years ago when I was about a year out of college, and I was doing a show out in St. Charles, and we all played Irish characters for the entire show, and it was very fun, and there was a lot of drinking involved. And the audience members would typically buy the actors drinks, and we weren't allowed to drink them during the show. So this couple bought me a big glass of whiskey. So I had to put it backstage, wait till the show was over, and I said, all right, I'll go take this over to the bar and drink it. So the couple's there, and I had been drinking, and they come over, and I thank them for the drink, and I realize I haven't dropped my accent. And they say, oh, are you from Ireland? Really? We thought you were an actor. And I don't know why, but I told them, yep, I'm from Ireland, and I'm just happen to be an actor as well. Next thing I know, there's these three women sitting across the room telling me, give me the come here motion. And turns out they're at a bachelorette party and they need to get a guy to go back to their hotel room. I don't drop the Irish thing again.
Oh, no.
So that, of course, gets, you know, them interested in me and talking to me. The funny thing is they had me do an American accent because I told them I was an actor, and they're like, well, don't you only play Irish roles? I said, no, I do American roles as well. And they said, do your American accent, and I just started speaking normally, and all three of them were like, I can tell you're Irish.
That is so funny.
Long story short, the next thing I know, I'm in the hotel room of the bride with all these other bachelorettes that half of them are asleep with myself and two, like, 50-ish biker guys, and then these three drunk women that were there. So I left, and as I was leaving, I kind of just forgot about this part. ran into the place I was doing the show was a resort, and at the resort at the same time was a dance competition for girls age like 4 to 12. So it was all these mothers with these little girls, and the mothers were all just hammered. And I got stuck talking to them for like an hour and a half about Ireland and where I'm from.
So wait, you left?
I didn't drop it the entire night because I was with people almost start to finish that thought I was Irish.
That's commitment.
But I got away with it all.
Well, like, after a certain point, you have to. You're going to feel like the asshole if you reveal the lie to them.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, they wouldn't believe you anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell when he's not here. I'm sure he'll be able to tell it in expanded form. But Keith, one night...
I was going
to
mention this story.
Went an entire night. He learned a Cockney accent.
And, I don't know if he learned it, but I think he just sort of did it.
Yeah, he ran into one of our buddies that night
while he was on his journey.
They went to a party where they didn't know anybody, and they just put on Cockney accents.
Wasn't it him and Greg?
Yes. Yeah. And the best was, because he went in there, and so they just insulted everything. I remember they would call the beer slime. It's like, it's probably slime! This beer tastes like slime! And
called Jungle Juice Boot Juice.
Yeah, they called it Boot Juice. And my favorite part was Keith's name for the night was Dennis Miller. He's like, I'm Dennis Miller. And they're like, he's like, no, not like the bloody comedian. I'm not like my name's Dennis Miller. It's Dennis fucking Miller. And all night he was Dennis Miller and had a Cockney accent. And that made me laugh. Yes.
So bald. I can't imagine keeping up that facade for a whole night. Especially like in a college scenario, I'm just terrified that I'm going to run into somebody I know and I'm going to get found out.
Yeah. And then what would you do? What would you do, Tins? Okay, Tins.
Okay.
So you're in the middle of a party, right? Your name is like Winthrop B. Skinner.
No, my name is Paul Rubens.
Okay. Your name is Paul Rubens. Uh-huh. All night you've been regaling people with stories.
But especially this one really cute girl who you're currently talking to.
Okay. From across the pond. And then some guy comes up and is like, fucking Tins, what's up, man? You know, like, are you doing a character? And then you hear the record scratch. It goes, and the music shuts off. What do you do?
Well, I guess it depends on who's talking to me. If it's one of you guys, I'm going to keep plowing through my character, and I'm just going to hope to God that you guys can figure out my goal for
the
night.
We'd hope you lie.
I think...
Some fan of the college improv group that goes to the show every week and yells dildo, who enjoys you... but clearly has no understanding about what
really
you're doing.
Hate your fans.
Okay, question. Am I going to, aside from the guy who called me out, am I going to see any of these people ever again?
You go to college there.
But there's a lot of people at
they're
college.
Outside of your social circle. You've never seen these people before.
Okay, if I get called out and the record scratch moment happens, everybody's staring at me, I say, oh boy, how would I approach this? I would say, fold you for a while, drop my drink where it stands, and run. That night, I shave down to just a mustache.
And you go back.
To that party.
As a new character.
Keep coming back.
Wow.
Oh, that's going into hostile territory, then. Yeah. I don't know if I've got the cojones to go back a second time.
No, it becomes lovable the third time.
Wow.
You just have to live through time, too.
No, you do. You do.
Also, you should bring paper towels to clean up that drink you spilled all over the floor.
Yeah, what?
But that people are so rude at parties if they don't know anybody there. People will do, like... That's the thing. Because I remember college, it was always like... you'd have a party, and then someone would have and be like, all right, who invited, like, six freshman guys here? Like, which girl did you invite that brought, like, her six dude friends that don't know anybody?
Yeah.
Remember those dudes that just, like, busted into your apartment?
I got punched in the face.
Yeah,
what?
I know.
What?
Yeah.
I got straight up punched in the face one of my last parties at school. I was in the living room, and I saw these guys. One guy was just shirtless. And then his buddy was there, and they came in, and they started hassling my roommate, because my roommate was a sophomore, he was a couple years younger than us, and this was like 3 a.m, I was fucking gone.
Was I at this party?
No, this was my senior year.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I come out, and I go to the guy, and I'm just like, hey, you know, like, do you know someone here, I basically, like, whatever happened, I tell him, like, you gotta leave, you gotta get out of here. And he's like, no, and he opened the fridge to go take stuff out. He's like, I just got to take a couple of these bits. I go, no, like, you got to leave now. So I took him by the shoulder and started bringing him to the door. And he turned around and he punched me in the face. And, like, I was wearing glasses at the time. My glasses flew off my face into the sink. But when the guy punched me, the other guy who was in the room, like, there's one other guy who was my friend in the room, and the guy's buddy who threw a punch, his buddy went and held my friend back so he couldn't help me out. And then the guy just bolted. He sucker punched me, and then they bolted. They ran out. So it took me like 20 seconds to realize, like, when you're not a guy who's used to getting punched in the face and you've been drinking all
God,
night.
I hate to meet the guy that's used to getting punched in the face.
Well, guys there's a lot of guys who go to parties looking for fights.
There's like five people ready to back you up, though.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa.
Well, and because it took me like 15, 20, like just to figure out what had happened. And I was like, I got punched in the face. So I start screaming at him. I'm like, hey, you motherfuckers, get back here, you fucking pussies. I couldn't even fit. So I'm screaming. And they're gone. They just bolted. So I call the cops, and this has to be the funniest 911 call on earth because I'm so drunk. And they're just like 911. How can I help you? I'm like, yes, yeah, some fucking pussy just punched me in the face and just ran off like a fucking pussy. And then the cop's like, okay, are you hurt? Do you need an ambulance? And I go over by the window. I'm like, no, I don't need an ambulance. He punches like a fucking girl. I just want you to arrest me. So I'm screaming. And then, you know, I put the phone down. I clean up. Cops come over in, like, 5 minutes. And then, like, by the time cops show up, I am completely so... Just open the door. Hello, officer. How are you doing? Just go in there and talking really politely. And they're like, can you, you know... And, like, I was able to describe him because the dude had a really... He was shirtless. And he had a tattoo of a pair of wings on his back.
Yeah.
And so, they're like, do you know what the guy looked like? I'm like, yeah, he's about 6'3". He's got a green pair of angel wings on the middle of his upper back. And I lived across the street from the police station, so they actually got him. And I know he had to go to court. I don't know what he... they got him for, but he...
Probably for being a pussy.
Yeah, he's probably a big fan of the podcast.
I heard you punch like a pussy, sir.
You're a third-degree pussy.
Yeah, it was total. And then the next morning I woke up, because like when you're that drunk, you're so confident, and you don't really feel anything. I woke up the next morning, and I'm just like, oh, my face. And like my eye was all marked up, and like he got me like square in the jaw, and like my whole jaw, like it hurt to bite things. He got me really good, but at the time I was just so angry and confused that I didn't really notice the pain.
Do you guys? You made me think of this, Chris. For anybody who ever had to host a party when you're not like when you're not 21 or anything like that, do you remember like at 2 a.m. when like you hear the knock on the door and yells, the cops are here,
the worst
and like Brian, Mark, and I lived together, like. You just suddenly drop what you're doing. You're like, get it together.
All the young ones are vanishing into bedrooms.
And you just, you're like, hold it together. You open the door.
Yeah,
like,
we never really had a big problem with the
police. We just had
people
keep the noise
down.
When they would come.
Yeah, they were all cool with us.
The 60s party.
We would speak to them fairly respectfully. And we, you know, we didn't really have many problems with them.
Do you guys remember the people at school? Did they have them when you were kind of older?
Sammy police?
Parties? The not necessarily. I guess we call them the party patrol.
Yeah,
same people.
Like yeah, they were owned by the apartment leasers, not the actual police
right.
officers.
That's right.
Yeah,
but we would always get them coming to our place, and they would just call the cops.
Yeah,
such pains in the asses.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'd just say, like, keep it down. They were like.
Or they're like, you can only have 20 people here, kick 40 out or something.
Yeah, and we...
40 out.
We would have that many people in these...
Yeah. Most of the time, people were pretty lax with us. They were okay. And, you know, we didn't really have a whole lot of, you know, drugs at our party, so it was okay. at least it wasn't that obvious. It was a theater party in college. There were drugs there. Shit happens. But we didn't have, you know, people running around, you know, with drugs everywhere, so it was very obvious. So it was
they didn't put their drugs everywhere.
Yeah.
So it was
generally,
fun.
We relegated the drug users to like one room, and be like, all right, everyone doing drugs, you're in this room. But right? Yeah.
No, sure.
We'd always had the drug room.
But as the it's made me think of this, the exact opposite of that. When you're at a party in college and you were 21, and like you heard like the knock on the door, and you're like. I'm fine.
The best feeling.
It's the best. You're like, you're just gonna, and then, like, I look really young, like, and I, like, when I was
we weren't fine, though, because we had all these people that were underage at our
place.
That's
why you have the sign that says, must be
the sign with, like, a marker that says, must be.
That really work,
absolves
though.
You of all legal responsibility.
Yeah, that
must be 21 to drink.
Work.
Also, here are the drinks that we're selling without a license and how much they cost.
Yeah, that doesn't really work.
But like at other parties though, like let's say you're at a friend's place and like everyone's like, oh my god, the cop's here, and you're just like, yeah, I'm gonna continue drinking, sit down, I'm gonna get another beer, and like Brian, you had a cop one time try to give you a ticket, and you're
yeah.
I'm 21, and it happened to me too, and I was like, it's the best feeling ever, like you beat the system.
Nick, didn't your cop like hand you your license back and be like,
you have
beer, son?
Oh yeah, no, he was like, because I was drinking outside, and I put the beer down just because I was tired of holding it, and. This guy and this cop saw me, and he thought I saw the cop tried to hide my beer, and he was like, "Son, come over here. Let me see your license." And I was like, "All right." And I was already 21. It was my senior year, so I give him my license. And I was trying to be like good cop, bad cop. This guy was like, "You know, give me your license. What are you doing here?" And so the cop looked at it, and he was like, "Hey, Fred, he's 21." And the guy looks at me, he's like, "Is this real?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "All right." And he's like, "Well, go grab another beer." And I was like, "Yes."
We'll
I
get
win.
Shit-faced there, son.
Yeah.
I didn't like
Come on,
it
Fred.
Because I liked hanging out with younger folks, and they'd scare them all off,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, when you're younger in college, it's cool to be able to go to the older parties with your older buddies from the same clique.
Well, okay, here's the fun thing, was my freshman year when I first started out in college, was such a loser. My only friends that I had at ISU... I had brought from home with me, and they didn't drink, and I was in college, and I'm like, I want to try what this drinking thing is. And I did not know where any parties are, so I was that guy, me and my friend, we would stand out, me and it was a girl, and we were literally those people who stood outside the dorm Friday night, like, as groups of people were walking by dressed up, being like, do you guys know where the party's at? Yeah, did you guys go to party? And then we would wait for a large group of people to be walking somewhere, and we would just follow them into a party.
Did you guys?
That's fine.
We would just go to parties full of strangers.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody as a freshman. I would totally show up and I would lie. Who is the first liar? The party liar. Our first party liar.
Nick.
Was a party liar. I would lie my freshman year all the fucking time. I would say I was a sophomore psych major, and I had, like, this little chin beard, and so that I would look older, and I would totally fucking hit on every single girl that was older than me, and I had a whole story and a name and everything. It was great.
What was your name?
I was Bryan Cranston. So
it all comes full circle. Bryan Cranston, like the Emmy-winning actor.
Yeah, he wasn't an Emmy-winning actor then.
No, he was just Malcolm's dad.
He was just the dad from Malcolm in the Middle. And Bryan is my first name, so it worked. And I wouldn't forget if somebody said Bryan. So it was Bryan Cranston.
That's funny.
And I had my chin beard, and I was a sophomore psych major with a minor in sociology. And I would just like talk about... I remember I would talk about how they use sociology because I read this one article about the Venus Razor, and I would talk about the Venus Razor to girls.
It was that.
Yeah, it totally worked every time. It was ridiculous.
Did you guys ever? Because I know I was a freshman.
It's terrible.
Like, I was a freshman in college, like right when Facebook was starting to figure out what Facebook was.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever troll Facebook on Friday and Saturday nights trying to find the party? Like the publicly posted parties?
Brian and I made up a party one time. I don't know if we've talked
512 West Locust.
512 West Locust.
What?
There used to be this message board for the theater community. It was Theater of Ted. Theater of Ted's message board.
Yeah.
And people would post like theater party. And then there was like a weekend where no one planned a party, but everyone was like putting on the message board like, where's the party at? So finally, Brian and I were hanging out like in my dorm room, and I was like, 512 West Locust. We never went there. I don't know if anybody ever went to that apartment. I knew that apartment exists, but we had a bunch of... But then, like, as Facebook was starting to happen, people were like... Like, I would get texts from people being like, hey, you going to 512 West Locust? There's supposed to be a party tonight. And I was like...
Somebody actually texted you about it?
Yeah.
I know, he texted me.
It was... I won't say the name of the person, but it's
probably because they were texting Bryan Cranston.
That's right. So, yeah, so we made up a party.
I've totally gone to those parties. As a freshman, like, yeah, I didn't know, like, friend a whole parties. Lot of people. I my first drink was, like, 3 days before I went off to college, so I didn't know anything.
Right.
So, like, I would go to the publicly announced Facebook party that's advertising, like, dollar Coronas. Like, in retrospect, it's the easiest police bait in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people got smart about that.
Yeah, but I got in there that couple of weeks where it was all cool.
Okay, here's the question.
When I was a freshman, all that full year before you, there was no Facebook.
Yeah. Right.
So we just had to walk around neighborhoods looking for parties.
You just had to look at the sidewalk.
Yeah, you just walked and looked on the sidewalk.
At the beginning of the year, it was easy because all the fraternities would be advertising parties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate frat parties.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Have you guys ever been, like, stranded at just, like, an awful party?
Stranded? What do you mean? Like, you have to be there? Like,
no, like, or you, like, you lose your friends and you're like, I'm here, how do I get back? I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah.
I usually just...
LP's got one.
Every day. I went once, I think I was either a junior or a senior, and I was just talking to Mark about this earlier. I dated a girl in college when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to visit one of her friends at Northern.
So you were with an older lady
in
DeKalb?
Yeah. So we go to Northern, and we go to, like, we go meet up with her friends, and they're like, oh, we're going to this frat party, and I'm like, oh. Like, this is awesome. I'm going to a frat party. Cool.
It's like an Animal House.
So we're like following, and as we're following these people, like, we get into a fight about something stupid. Like, we fought all the time. And we get into some like crazy argument, and she storms off. So she storms off, and like, I'm mad, and I'm the guy, so I'm like, I'm not chasing after you. There's no way. And then I realize, I don't know where I am, like, at all. And her friends had just left, because they were like, we're not going to wait for you guys to fight here. There's, like, that's stupid. I just met the guy.
DeKalb's kind of middle of nowhere. I know. Yeah. Like, you're fucked.
So, I'm like, yeah, if you don't know the lay of the land at all.
God, that sucks.
So now I'm like, well, I'm not going to text her first. She's going to text me first. She's better because this is her fault, I think. It was probably my fault. But so, like, eventually, like, there's this group of guys walking by. And, like, they're drunk, and, like, they're like, dude, how old are you, man? Like, you a freshman or something? I'm like, yeah, I'm a freshman. And they're like, yeah, let's be buddies, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So they drag me along to the frat party, or, like, a frat party. I don't think it was the one we were going to. So here I am. I don't know what I'm doing. And these guys are just annoying me. Like, these guys are idiots. I'm just so sick of them. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to use the bathroom. So then I go to escape, and now I'm like, well, now I'm just freaked out. Now I've got to text her. Now I've got to buckle. And then so I finally met up with her. And then we ended up going to another frat party that was just awful. It was completely awful.
Okay. True love is real.
What makes these frat parties so awful? Everyone says they're so awful.
You can't like all the guys are douchebags.
You're scared. I was scared when I went to one.
Yeah, you can't move anywhere.
You feel gross. And there like was, people are gonna like grind up on you. And, like, you can't get any beer. Everything's like sticky and gross.
It's like there's multiple floors and you don't know where you're supposed to be. You don't know if places are off limits.
Yeah. I had a girl who told me to go fuck myself at a frat party because she misheard something I said.
Did you?
It was too loud. I said something.
I never had a bad time at a frat party.
No,
I never had an awesome time, but like I never had a bad time.
I did, you know, the one that Nick and I went to, the thing that really annoyed
like
me
the first
was like
of
very,
college.
Very early. Yeah, like first
3 days
party
into
ever.
College, yeah.
No, I think it was like the second night. Or
it
the
was
first
actually
night
yeah.
or something like that. It was like this girl that we knew from high school, and like one or two of her friends,
yuck.
And they're like, "Come with us, guys!" And we're like, "Great."
Because we won't play Grand Theft Auto. All right.
And so we get there, and the guy, there's like two or three guys, like kind of standing outside from the frat, and they literally, as we walked in, they walked between us and the women we came with that were our reason for being there, and just cut us off and turned their backs to us and started hitting on the girls and basically just like left us outside.
Damn, you got pwned, dude.
I know.
Well, that's a sad story.
What would we, I mean, these guys, like, it was
the lacrosse house, by the way.
It was. And like, already, like, you're a freshman in college, like, you know, like, you're at a frat, it's scary as shit. And these guys, they probably were like a foot taller than us. They looked like they were 4 feet taller than me. Like, I was like, I'm not going to say anything. You could kill me by breathing on me.
But that's, see, here's the thing I think was cool about college. And I tell people that, like, people are in high school. I'm like, the reason why you like college is because unlike high school, like, because, I mean, like, it's different when you first get to college. But pretty much you find who your group is and that's who you party with. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you were a big jock in high school and you're going to be a big jock in college, that's fine. You're going to party with all the big jocks. If you were like a total weirdo video game nerd who's bad at talking to people in high school, you're going to meet up with all those people at college and you'll form your own little group and you'll be cool within your group. And these will be the people you hang out with. And you won't have to worry about those douchebags.
Everyone drinks.
Yeah, because you'll never have to party with them. You can have your own parties. And there's so many more people like you than you would actually think. And then, of course, you'll run into them at liquor stores or at the bar or at some place. But for the most part, college is, you get to go off and find your own little clique. But it doesn't feel clicky.
See, I felt college, like, for me, the whole experience, it seemed like, with the exception of the farmhouse, that it was one big open door. It seemed like wherever I went in school, it was okay for me.
Yeah,
I never really had a bad time.
Well, no,
anybody's party, and I always felt like welcome and awesome at all those places. And it was, and I don't know if it was also, like, on top of everybody finding their own niche, like you're saying, Chris, I think part of the fun of it is it's a bunch of kids, and they're away from home, and they're on their own, and it's kind of them starting their own society, so everybody's just, like, in a good mood and psyched that they're even there.
Yeah, it's freeing just to be away out of your household,
yeah,
and, like,
and
not a ton of heavy, like, responsibilities.
And okay. Even though I stuck to my group mostly, but when I did go to different places, like, I felt not only accepted, but totally invited and had an awesome time.
Okay. I, actually, let me, real quick, because I've been kind of sitting on this for a couple minutes. Over on the live stream chat room at livestream.com/Octavarius, live stream user Craig, our buddy, says, one of my favorite memories of freshman year was a drunk Brian walking a drunker Craig home, and now he has some dialogue. Hey, Brian, I hear music. Is that normal? Craig, that was the band from the party we were at. We haven't left the yard yet.
Sounded like Hank Hill there.
We didn't go very far at that point. We were pretty close.
Oh, okay. So over on Facebook, Kyle said, hang on, where's his first one? Oh, man.
I was not opposed to getting home late.
Wait, who got sucker punched?
I'd asked, anybody ever get punched in the face at a party? Turns out it's easier when you're drunk. And Kyle said, ironically, he was too drunk to connect. Swung and missed. His name was Poncho. No joke. So then I asked, was this out of nowhere? Or did you do something to provoke this Poncho? He said he was with his boys and everyone was drinking. Tough guy syndrome took over. Epic fail on his part. Mm. And the other Octavarius also commented and said, I got punched in the face after someone took my football once. It wasn't a party. I don't know who wrote that, but it wasn't me. Some other Octavarius member commented. And we forget that even if you comment as yourself, we're always Octavarius.
So it could be Keith or Castelvi doing this right now.
It's a mystery.
Mm. I'd lean Keith.
Or it could be a hacker. Yeah. Maybe someone got in.
It's probably just somebody hacking and idle chatter.
Who got thank you or we're sorry emails today? About your email address.
I got three of them. Yes. Three separate places.
Oh, you got three separate places?
I got three.
Because I got a Target one.
I just got one.
I got a Target one. I got a Chase one. And yeah, I got... you know what? My work, my school got a general one because of it, too.
God damn hackers.
Let's all strengthen our passwords tonight.
What the fuck? I'm fucked anyway.
Okay, here's a question.
I must have missed something.
I've been wanting to ask this. Okay, so we're talking a lot about parties where you go and drink. But I know I didn't really drink in high school. What kind of parties did you have without alcohol?
Batman party.
Oh, I had some sweet Counter-Strike parties.
Oh, I had a Counter-Strike party.
We had an Ernest movie marathon.
Buck.
GoldenEye.
Some great cast parties.
We got Knights of the Old Republic.
Dude, what is your best kids' party? Like, what theme? Oh. Like, did you guys have themes?
Oh, God.
What was your best party? Theme?
Tunnels of Fun isn't really a theme, but that place was awesome.
Yes, it was. I had a birthday party.
4 hours in Tunnels of Fun.
I buy myself presents.
I had a Sweet Ninja Turtles party.
Yeah?
Everyone got weapons. Everyone got plastic weapons. It was awesome.
Sweet.
And everyone got, like, fake
plastic. How many of them, like, made it out with their weapons not broken?
Probably zero of them. And Christopher, because he was younger, he got Power Rangers one year. And I was too old. I had to be like, I'm too cool for this.
Like,
secretly like Power Rangers.
I always loved having kids' parties at like Enchanted Castle.
Yes,
your buddies get pizza, mom and dad get beer, and then kids go run around and play video games.
And
for
what an array of video games, Enchanted Castle in Lombard.
Yeah. Because there were points games and there were tickets games.
Wonderful place.
The points games were way more fun, but they didn't give you tickets.
It would take almost an hour to drive there, and I still wanted to go because it was totally worth it.
Do you guys remember The Rage? The movie theater where, like, the seats moved?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it had, like...
No!
You don't remember that? It's in Enchanted Castle.
Yeah, it's in Enchanted Castle. Yeah. In addition to the mini-golf course?
I've done the mini-golf course. I must not have done the
theater.
It's all The Rage.
The ball pit, the giant ball pit with the slide and all that shit. It was crazy.
Me and Keith were planning. We ended up not doing this, though, because we were not the only ones who had this idea. For our 21st birthday, the original plan was to go to Chuck E. Cheese's and just get wasted, because remember, we were little kids.
You can't do that.
No. But you used to be able to.
Yeah.
I remember being a kid, and you could buy pitchers of beer. So the adults would sit there and drink, and you'd go play the ball pit and play the... It was great. But they've changed that now. You can only get one drink.
No, really?
One drink.
They won't do pitchers anymore?
It depends on the franchise.
Okay.
But if you show up like two crazy, like goofy assholes like me and Keith, you're like already drunk.
Dude, they give you a hard time if you're like over probably 18 or something. Because I know my friend Lori and I wanted to go and just play skee-ball. They're like, how old are you guys? And so I had to like sweet talk this guy. Just let us go play skee-ball.
Well, they have a rule. 14. It's they don't let teenagers in.
Oh, it's like GameWorks.
You have to be like under like
11, okay.
You have to have a kid with you, I think.
So they don't just don't want teenagers fucking up their shit and changing the scene of the place.
Yeah. Okay. There was a while after college where we'd go to GameWorks frequently so because it was like the nicest bar around.
Remember that virtual reality they had there?
The one that the four levels.
Yeah.
That you go up and down
with
and,
the balloons.
Oh, it was so
sweet
good.
Birthday party. GameWorks.
Yeah,
I had one there. It was awesome.
We should all nerd out and play video games sometime.
I agree
Dave
with that.
Busters. I need Dave.
I've never been to Dave and Busters or
Game. Never been to Dave and Busters.
Oh. Dave and Busters.
Dave and Busters.
That's a good birthday.
Dave that was a great like birthday.
Video games and you can drink too.
You know they have a lot of work parties at Dave and Busters.
Yeah, well, good we're party. A company. Let's take a
good
trip.
Company party.
Let's take a business trip, guys. Yeah. To Dave and Busters.
Yeah, let's spend that money we have.
Let's wear suits to Dave and Busters.
Yeah. We'll all wear suits. I hope it doesn't get caught in the gears of the virtual reality thing.
I'd wear suits if at every option we had to reference that we were at a work party. I'd like some more tickets so I can play these games at my work party.
I'll play DDR with everybody. Me and Keith will. I wish I could see. Keith used to do the freestyle DDR where you'd like dress up and you'd do like funny dance. And I'll do that. Keith would do freestyle competitions.
I forgot that both of you competed in DDR.
Chris is like DDR champion of the world.
So were you celebrated at parties, or did people kind of be like, "All right,
dude, that was a crowd that I was." Well, no, it's like one
like
of those...
when you were with friends. Like, did you show off the moves
in high school? Certainly.
Yeah,
and then like if people were playing it, like. If people are playing it, I'll go show off my skills. But people don't really play that game anymore.
They still have it.
They got Guitar Hero. It's way lazier.
Yeah, but it's like they just stopped the franchise.
DDR?
No,
Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah, they did.
All of Activision's
Well, they ruined
music
it.
They overdid it. Yeah, it was too much Guitar Hero. It was so good, but it was...
I really liked it in the first place. It was okay.
Don't you own it?
Excel, yeah, owns it.
Oh.
No, I like it.
Now,
DJ Hero.
The Xbox Connect.
Yeah, DJ Hero. Soup's cool. What's that, Mark?
Oh, Xbox Connect has a dance game where you just actually dance. Mm-hmm. And it knows your body and you don't have to hold anything. You just actually dance. And it apparently is extremely accurate.
The future.
Wait, what do you mean? When
it's like Just Dance 2, but without the Wiimote.
Okay, so it's like you have to replicate dances to get points, that sort of thing. Okay.
But you could also...
But it's
I don't know if
because
they have
it follows your whole body.
I don't know if they have it, but because it follows your body, the girl who was telling me about it said the plan was to have it so you could also choreograph your own dances, but then it would judge you on how well you did them.
It's like Minority Report. Not really at all.
No, I heard that someone told me that
they
it knows
did
your
use
name.
That.
Yeah.
That's, you're
right.
Yes,
yeah.
It is like Minority Report.
Someone
Boom.
Told me that like,
but with
it
your
knows
body.
Your name, and if you walk past the screen, it'll be like, hello, good morning, Lisa.
No, wait. So,
yeah, it can tell it's you, Tans.
Because
it would
it
be
like
what up,
Tans,
when you would go through the living room.
For real.
So, wait, are you saying like it recognizes different people? Like if we had a Kinect, it would recognize Tans and
Yeah, you would walk in the room and it would say like Tans, and then I would walk in the room and it would be like Biwo.
Hey, it's me, Biwo.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it would
that
do.
Is so impressive.
Did
I
you guys
am
ever
wild.
Play a rudimentary version of this? It's it was called Seaman.
No.
What?
Oh man, it was for the Dreamcast.
Seaman?
Yeah, it was Seaman,
like
I think.
Sailors or the letter C.
And it was this.
We're like, come.
Yeah. Well, like the Dreamcast had this thing where you could like plug in a microphone, and you would talk to this creature you made, this little fish monster, and he had a human face and he was a fish, but he would recognize you. Like I would talk to it, and my cousin Christopher would talk to it, and it would be like, you know. Hello, Matt, or hello, Chris.
I didn't know.
Cray, cray.
Weird. And then it would like, talk shit to us all day.
Why was it?
What?
Yeah,
what?
Talk shit like all day. It was just a little asshole.
Google did some sort of prank about like a new like virtual way to open your mail or something.
Gmail
like,
Motion, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that was a prank. But then someone did it with an Xbox Kinect.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did it. So they actually made it where you can do and you lick the stamp and they just did.
Oh, that's so
dumb. They just did it anyway. Good for them.
Dude, the Kinect is ridiculous.
It would be good for parties.
But you know what?
It would be.
But I don't like that shit at my parties. I don't like people fucking playing video games. I want people up dancing.
What about
like
weed really
I want
dancing.
People talking.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a party to me. That's like five folks.
What about like a private room where you have like a video game room where if you're VIP, you can play Wii Bowling or Dead
Fuck
Space?
Your VIP shit.
What if there's a shed out back?
At my party, I like it so that everybody has to interact with everybody at some point.
What about virtually interacting?
But you still can't. It's just if people.
But if you can hole off your shit in some like little video game room, there's not as much of a chance for you.
I'm much more charming in video games.
The parties I used to have, we used to have like it would almost be because everyone meets in the kitchen anyway to talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we used our living room for Flip Cup, and then no, the dining room was for Flip Cup. The living room was for Wii.
Yeah.
So like people can go from station to station, talk to different people.
Ah.
Like,
as long as it's in a transitional area, because the thing is I like a flow. I feel like every party should have a flow.
Also, yeah. I think it's some of its numbers too. Like if you have 40 people at a party, four of them playing Wii, not so bad.
Yeah.
But if you have like seven people,
but,
and four of them are playing Wii, those other three people, no
are
matter
good,
what
but,
they tell
but
you, they
even,
hate you.
Even so, like, I mean, because you can cycle through, like, Rock Band songs pretty quick. I've been at parties where there's just always four people on the Rock Band at one point.
And Mario Kart, I mean, if you bring Mario Kart 64, people just want to play.
Oh, yeah.
So you can only have it for, like, a minute, and then somebody else got it, and you're back to, you know.
As long as it doesn't disrupt the flow.
Yes.
I feel like the flow is key.
I feel like that it does change the mood of the party pretty significantly if you've got the video game station.
Yeah, because I still like music going. I mm-hmm. still like people moving, drinking, talking, whatever. Maybe some people are going to be dancing. Eventually, everyone will be. Every party's got to have, like, it's a good party. You got to have some dancing.
Yeah, that would be like in college. Or like, well, this is my judge of if it's a good night or not if we danced. And if we danced, then it was good.
I feel like if people don't, if nobody dances, if everybody's just on the couch, then it's just a gathering. But as soon as like people start dancing,
you know how you can
party,
how
party's
you can get,
here.
How you can get people to start dancing is something that I would do, and some other people in this room would do, which was you would just go around the party with a chant that was "Itu Mama Tambien."
Yes,
in the hopes that everyone would dance, and sometimes this chant would last for like 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, we got it so big.
It was great, and then everyone was like alive and active, and they felt like it was like that scene in The Matrix 2.
Good
like they
chant.
Were like their
yeah.
hearts were pounding.
If you
can
get a
and
good chant going, people get behind it.
Yeah, machines and their armies. Yeah. Everyone's ready
machines.
To dance. You know,
Itu Mama Tambien. Itu Mama.
But yeah, I feel like you know, good parties gotta have some dancing. Still having the flow and the conversation.
Yeah, the various party here was awesome. Remember that one?
Oh, that was a fucking
yeah, man.
Party.
It was a good party.
Oh, I love that party.
We threw a badass party.
We had a live band sort of at our last
yeah.
party.
Yeah, dude. We had Keith and Tins doing some sweet tunes in
some
multiple locations of the party.
We wanted to make sure we hit everybody.
It was great. You moved the party. Moving it
band.
Was so fun.
We had a bedroom session. Mainly because I had to use my piano, which requires electricity.
You had a surprise third set.
A surprise acoustic
set. At like
1
a.m.
We had our improvised set where we made up two songs for people.
That
yeah,
was great.
Right.
As a part of the, yeah.
Rattle.
Oh, it's a
good party.
Awesome.
I had sushi eaten off of me.
Yeah.
That's right. Man, we need to have more parties like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do.
And then there was Stubbs' birthday party, or Carolyn's coming back. Yeah, no, it was Castelli's birthday party.
Yeah.
Oh, in the party room?
That was great.
Castelli's
party
room. Our other
was...
party in that party room, the Dr. Mary's fun.
Oh, that was
oh,
a
yeah,
great
that
party. I remember that party.
Man, you guys wish you were at these parties.
Dude, I love to party. Anyone wants to party, I'm down to party.
Somebody have a party, actually?
I love party.
I
love
party
I party.
Yeah, let's do a party.
Yeah.
We should have someone count how many times we said
party. I'm
going to
have a party soon.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we have our tennis party?
Dude, it's almost Hitler's
it
secret
could be the
birthday.
Tennis party.
Yeah. It's almost Hitler's birthday and Hitler's
yeah,
secret birthday.
Right.
Wait, do we want to explain
yeah,
why
okay.
we're celebrating
yeah.
Hitler's
I feel
birthday.
Like if there's any podcast to explain Hitler's secret birthday, it would be
yeah,
this
I guess we've arrived.
Or the
here.
Upcoming Holocaust podcast.
Oh,
that
would
be hilarious.
God damn it. Was this made by the late Matt Castelvi?
The late great Matt Castelvi. Yeah, I think we were having just like an improv mafia hangout or something. Castelvi and I were getting drunk. We were chatting.
This is in my kitchen.
And, Yeah.
I think I was there.
And my birthday was coming up within, you know, a month or something. And Castelvi knew that. And he's like, you got a birthday coming up soon, don't you? I'm like, yeah, April 23rd. He's like, oh, it's Hitler's birthday. I think somebody corrected him and said, no, Hitler's birthday is on 420, I'm pretty sure. Castelvi's like, oh, Hitler's secret birthday. So now April 23rd, my birthday, is always lovingly referred to as Hitler's secret birthday, which has a theme song.
That goes...
Hitler's secret birthday!
It is my birthday. My secret birthday.
Hitler's secret birthday! I hope they don't get me some candles on the cake.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you guys could hear the finger mustaches in that song. But every time they spoke as Hitler, there were finger mustaches.
Yeah, and I just have Hitler's real birthday.
Yeah. It's cool how that works out.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do for my birthday.
We should have a party.
We should. You want to just have a joint party?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Could be the tennis party.
What? You're going to have a tennis party?
I told Castelvi and LP this. Castelvi yelled at me.
Is there
going to
be dancing at the tennis party?
Sure.
You're going to make our birthday party into a fucking tennis party?
Yeah.
We can have it in the party room. It'll be the last party.
Everyone's
got
to wear tennis costumes with tennis
that's
rackets.
Perfect.
Can you call it Tennis the Menace?
Yes.
Everyone's on board. This is great. Tennis party.
Tennis party has to be our housewarming party for the new place. Because we're above a tennis place.
Well, then, okay.
Yeah.
So
Tennis the Menace.
Tennis the Menace. This is a great day.
I'll get new short shorts.
Sweet. Sweet deal.
Sweet. Yeah, party, party, party.
Dude.
I think
we've had a lot of parties together.
We all used to drink at college, like, every Thursday together. Those were, like, and then we would go to other theater parties together.
We used to have some good ones where we had two friends that would bartend.
Oh, the hurricane.
Oh, my goodness. Andy and Mike.
Yeah.
Blue Hurricane.
Talk about straight edge. This guy was one of the greatest bartenders I've ever had. Could mix drinks like no one else. He'd never drank in his life.
Wow.
Amazing.
How would he know?
I don't know. He was a ninja.
A ninja wizard.
They were really good drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They worked really well.
Is he a professional bartender now?
Or
he
No.
Just happens
just
to
a
be
hobby.
Awesome at it?
Yeah.
He just enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
Well, it's great. It's fun. People getting together is like... Partying is such a thing, you know... It's been going on forever. It's part of society. Like, people need
it's
to
like
do it to have a functional
to every
society.
Group really is like,
yeah,
hey,
everyone
you should
has
party
some
together.
Sort of. You get together and you celebrate, you know, and there's merriment. There's, in many cultures, there's drinking, but it's all, you know, there's always dancing. You know, like, that's kind of everybody parties. If you don't like to party, what the hell is wrong with you? You know?
Amish
like,
people party?
No.
Okay. No, that's, come on.
No, they totally party.
How do they party? How do the Amish party?
Church.
By building
church
houses.
Church is a party.
They have church.
They have,
you
well, they
in
have
church?
Gatherings and shit. They dance.
They play toss the hay. I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Quakers don't dance.
They play that game, you know, chores.
I do know that partying, I guess it probably does actually date back to, like, Mesopotamian times. Because I know when they first learned how to make beer, they used to kind of brew them and store them in these enormous barrels. And back in those times, people would have, not bamboo reeds, but, you know, like a hollowed-out plant and use it for a straw. And everyone would just gather around this giant barrel of beer and suck out that beer around the circle through a straw.
Wasn't cool. Beer first made or discovered, like, by accident?
By dinosaurs,
yes.
Like, they
had,
like, these
crazy
things together and for... Longer
yeah, it was
than
basically,
anticipated, and then they're just like, oh, I can get silly off of this.
Some strains of yeast mixed with some grain materials, and it just got wet, and then
you just left
beer.
There for a while. Yeah, that's essentially it.
That's funny.
Man.
Also, I saw this documentary on Pompeii, and Pompeii apparently was like the Vegas of Rome.
Oh,
it was like
nice.
an entire party city. Maybe that's a slight exaggeration.
Like an entire Partyville?
It was like Partyville, Wisconsin. But bigger and less aptly named.
Was Valhalla, like, always partying? Was there partying in Valhalla?
And fighting, yeah.
Yeah.
It was literally, like, I believe that's the myth. It's like, you can just drink and carouse and then just go outside and fight people.
That's the thing. Here's a question. Assuming, let's just say, regardless of what you believe, God exists
okay.
in this situation. Does God party?
Yeah, dude.
Well, what, God, like, flows through everyone and everything, so...
And everyone is partying.
A party.
Life's a party, so yes.
God is the flow.
Life's a party, but, God.
But, like, if that's what you're doing 24-7,
like
is it...
Song. God was a DJ, and life is a
the
dance
pink song?
Floor.
Why are you staring at Scott?
Because Scott said, gosh, well, his eyes are just so pretty.
Yeah, there it is. I think this is probably actually just about going to wrap it up. We're running running down on time. But parties. It was a good party chat.
I hope that answered your question, Jeff.
Yes, Jeff Kegger, was it?
Yeah, Jeff
Great.
Kegger.
As always, be sure to follow us, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Octavarius. Check us out every Monday about 9:45 p.m. At livestream.com/Octavarius to join in on the live podcast if you're not doing so already. And with that, we're just about done. But before we go, it's time for Nick Makula's Seven Words of Wisdom.
No, Al Capone, I can't stop the biggest...
This has been Nick Makula's Seven Words of Wisdom.
You were doing so good.
Out of curiosity, Makula, how is that sentence supposed to end?
You have to find out next week.
That is a load of crap. That is a load of crap.
Yes.
You
what
son
if
of
he's
a
been
bitch.
Telling a story in installments?
Have I been?
No, you have not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't
you? He has been.
Oh, the riddle story.
Because like the first 8 weeks were just him trying to get Castelvi's bank account.
That is true. Well, I mean, that's like the prologue to it. and then you see that this character, we'll find out his name probably on Podcast 72. I already have it.
We'll come up with these things later.
Well, I can only get seven words at a time. I mean, that's barely a sentence. If you're Nick Makula, it's
what a load of garbage.
You can make one. You know how many words seven
is? This is garbage.
How many words seven is? It's seven words.
Yeah, you can do a lot with seven words, man.
Yeah, but I don't write simply.
Brilliant
I
have
like
said
to
profound things in seven words or less.
Well, I'm not them. I'm a different writer.
Garbage writer.
Well, how can you tell? We're only on like chapter
maybe
one.
Abstract.
Thank you, Cloud. You wait till the end. It all
That's
comes together.
I can't wait till he starts bringing a sheet of folded paper with him to every podcast so he can read verbatim how it's supposed to flow.
Mm-hmm. It's like the last four songs in Abbey Road.
Yeah, it's like that.
Wait, what?
The last four tracks. Like, what are these songs? It's kind of cool, but what is it really? And then you hear all four of them together, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
It's
damn
like
it.
A mosaic of genius poetry.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's going to do it for us. If you feel like going back and verifying Makula's previous seven words of wisdom, you can go. You can actually accomplish that by going to our page in the iTunes store.
It's impossible because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
It won't. I promise you.
Time will tell.
But in the iTunes store, you can download the past handful of previous episodes. So be sure
to
do that.
Watch out for that dinosaur in podcast 83.
Real quick, follow us on Twitter, too. We're always doing fun things on Twitter. And we're talking to you guys, and you can tweet to us during the podcast. So, yeah, twitter.com/Octavarius.
Yeah. And that's going to do it for us. So until next week, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Locust 512 West.
On your daddy.